USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
America's roads and bridges in line for billions of dollars worth of upgrades. The House late Friday night passes a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. The bill already passing the Senate in August and now awaits the president's signature. Our economy is on the move, President Biden saying that Friday after the release of the jobs report. Over 530,000 jobs added in October. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
The job creation in the first full 9 months of my administration is about 5.6 million new jobs, a record for any new president. That's a monthly average of over 60,000 new jobs each month, 10 times more than the job creation at 3 months before I took office.
Now for the bad news, labor force participation remains at under 62%. Also, we're over 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic in February 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Our fight against COVID could soon be over. That's what former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says after an announcement from Pfizer. The drug maker saying Friday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Dr. Gottlieb tells CNBC this is great news.
Bottom line is we have an overwhelming toolbox right now to combat COVID, and this is a phenomenal result. This exceeded any reasonable expectation. With all the usual caveats that this was a trial that was stopped early by the Data Monitoring Committee for overwhelming efficacy, I think the bottom line is the end of the end of the pandemic, at least as it relates to the United States, is in sight right now, given all the tools we have to combat this.
Pfizer CEO says he plans to submit data on the drug to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The pill could be available by the end of the year. Gottlieb says we may be able to declare victory over COVID in January. A tragedy in Africa. Over 90 people killed in Sierra Leone in West Africa when an oil tanker explodes Friday. The mayor of the capital city, Freetown, says a fuel truck collided with another truck. The death toll could climb. A source tells CNN several people are in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An upcoming meeting will highlight how the U.S. is harnessing our space program to combat climate change. Wendy King has the details.
Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to host the Biden administration's first meeting of the National Space Council on December 1st. She'll be accompanied by NASA Administrator Bill Nelson and officials from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey. Harris will also present pictures from the Landsat 9 Earth mission for the first time. The satellite launched in September. Landsat 9 is collecting data to help with water use, drought effects, and agricultural planning. This is Harris's first high-profile event as the head of the National Space Council, and the upcoming meeting is close to marking 1 year since the council convened last on December 9th of 2020. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL at odds with Congress over a probe into the Washington football team. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.